背出的圣经。
Let's read one scripture in the Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们不念那整个的一节。
We shall not read the whole verse.
我们只念在括弧里面的那几句的话。
But only those words in the parenthesis.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书第一章第十节。
Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 10.
在括弧里头的话语。
The words in the parenthesis.
我们对你们做的见证，你们也信了。
For our testimony to you has been believed.
在我们中文圣经的里面。
In the Chinese translation.
是说我们对你们做的见证。
It says,Our witness to you.
在英文里头就比较更重一点，就是说我们的见证。
In the English translation, it is heavier. It says our testimony.
我们的见证，你们也信了。
Our testimony, you have believed.
感谢主带领我们一直到这最后一次的信息。
We thank the Lord that He has led us until.This last message here.
我们一同在这里看关乎见证和见证人的事情。
We have been looking together this matter of testimony and the witness.
我们知道这件事在神的心中是一个很关切心的事情。
We know that this matter is dear to the heart of God.
在神的话语里面也是非常忠心的。
In His Word.This is of central importance.
所以在我们的身上也应当占一个非常中心的地位。
And because of that, in our heart, it has to have a central position.
很多的时候我们注意许许多多零零碎碎的事情。
Many times we pay attention to the fragmentary things.
我们也为许许多多零零碎碎的事在那里做见证。
And many times we...testify to these fragments of things.
但是我们对于神那个忠心的意念，我们却忽略了。
But to the central mind of God, we have neglected.
我们在神的见证上，我们忽略了。
In the testimony of God, we have missed.
所以在这最末后的时候。
That's why in the last age,
我相信神要在他儿女的心中要恢复他自己见证的地位。
I believe that God wants to restore the position of His testimony in the hearts of His children.
因为自从造天地以来，
Because when the heaven and the earth were created,
神一直在那里要把他自己见证给我们人。
God has been testifying Himself to us.
他要我们人知道究竟他是谁。
He wants us to know who He is.
叫我们真正能认识他。
That we can truly know Him.
因着认识他，与他联合。
And because we know Him, we are one with Him.
因着与他联合，我们就能把他见证出来。
Because we are in union with Him, we can testify Him out.
我们的见证并不是客观的。
Our testimony is not objective.
我们的见证也不是被动的。
Our testimony is not passive.
我们的见证是主观的。
Our testimony is subjective.
我们的见证乃是经历神而见证神。
Our testimony is to testify God through the experience in God.
这个见证不单是我们每一个个人要起来做的。
And this testimony is not that we individually have to...To make.
因为这个见证太大。
Because this testimony is too great.
我们个人没有办法在那里做一个完全的见证。
Individually, we cannot be individually a complete testimony.
所以我们需要一个身体来为这个荣耀的头来做见证。
So we need a body to testify to this glorious head.
今天早晨我们愿意在这里说一点微聊的话语。
And this morning we would like to share with you some words that we have not finished yet.
我们再要来看见证人的构成和我们的见证。
And we want to look at it again, the making of a witness and what is our testimony.
我们知道神他在地上寻找他的见证人。
We know that God looks for his witnesses on this earth.
神在那里呼召人起来为他做见证。
God calls men to be his witnesses.
当然他不会呼召那一般不信他的人来为他做见证。
Of course, he will not call those who do not believe him to testify to him.
但是对于所有蒙救赎的人。
But to all who have been saved,
神在那里呼召我们来做他的见证人。
God is calling us to be his witnesses.
我们要记得这个见证人的呼召乃是普遍性的。
We know that the call for a witness is universal.
并不是说有的蒙恩得救的人神呼召他来为神做见证。
It is not to say that some people who have been saved, that God would call them to be his witnesses.
有的基督徒神根本就没有呼召他来做见证人。
And some other Christians, God have not called them to be his witnesses.
我想我们应当看见说，凡是蒙恩得救的人。
I think we should see that all that have been saved by grace.
神都呼召他们来起来做见证人。
God calls them to rise up to be his witnesses.
神为什么拯救我们?
Why God saves us?
我们再说得远一点,神为什么创造我们呢?
To speak farther, why God created us?
神又创造我们,又拯救我们。
God created us and saves us.
他里头一个目的就是要我们来为他做见证。
One purpose is so that we could be his witnesses.
所以这个呼召是一个普遍性的呼召。
So this call is a universal call.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都是神所呼召的。
Every brother and sister is called by him.
他都呼召我们来做他的见证人。
He calls every one of us to be his witness.
但是圣经里头有一句的话。
But there is one word in the Bible.
他说被召的人多，但是选上的人少。
He says, many are called, but few are chosen.
我们都是被神呼召的人。
We were all called by God.
但是我们能不能被选上做见证人?
But can we be chosen to be his witness?
这一个是一个另外的问题。
And this is a separate matter.
不是说我们没有被呼召。
It is not to say that we are not called.
这个呼召是领导我们所有神的儿女的。
The call arrives to every child of God.
但是有的人他能答应这个呼召。
But some answer the call.
有的人他不答应这个呼召。
And some do not answer the call.
有的人他蒙了恩典就接受这个恩典来答应呼召。
And some receive the grace and answer the grace according to, answer the call according to the grace.
有的人蒙了恩典但是他把神的恩典浪费了。
Some received the grace but wasted it.
所以他没有答应这个呼召。
And he does not answer the call.
我愿意弟兄姊妹再看见。
I want brothers and sisters to see again.
在旧约的时候，神的见证临到人的手里是律法。
We see that in Old Testament time, when the testimony of God arrives at man, it becomes law.
律法因着人的软弱有所不能行的。
And law cannot be accomplished because the weakness of man.
所以律法一无所成。
So the law cannot accomplish anything.
我们看见以色列人他们不能遵守神的诫命。
We see the Israelites cannot observe the laws of God.
我们看见他们失落了神的见证。
We see that they have lost the testimony of God.
他们羞辱了神的名字。
They have put the name of God to shame.
因为圣经告诉我们说。
Because the Bible tells us.
律法的本意是叫我们知道我们的罪。
The original meaning of the law is so that we know our sin.
为什么神把律法给人呢?
Why God gives law to man?
神知道人没有办法守这些的律法。
God knows that man cannot observe these laws.
神知道人也不能为他做见证。
God knows that man cannot be his witness.
但是因为我们人不认识自己。
But because we do not know ourselves.
我们以为说我们能。
We think we know. We can.
以色列人说，凡是神所吩咐的，我们都要做。
The Israelite says, whatever God commands us, we have to observe.
结果就证明说他们不能。
Then it proves that they cannot.
律法把我们圈在罪恶的里面。
The law encloses us in sin.
是要引我们到基督那里去。
In order to lead us to Christ.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise
the Lord. 到了新约的时候。
Coming to New Testament
time. 当我们的主耶稣来到这个地上。
When our Lord Jesus came to this world.
我们就看见说神的见证就是耶稣基督。
Then we see the testimony of God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
律法是从摩西来的。
Law comes from Moses.
但是恩典和真理是从主耶稣基督来的。
But grace and truth comes from Lord Jesus.
现在神的见证临到我们的时候。
Now when the testimony of God comes to us.
不再是律法了。
It is no longer law.
临到我们的时候乃是恩典。
When it comes to us, it is grace.
因为主耶稣就是恩典。
Because Lord Jesus is grace.
他为我们成功了一切。
He has accomplished all for us.
他的生命赐给了我们。
He has given us his life.
他的圣灵住在我们里面。
His spirit lives in us.
他要在我们身上做成一切他要做的事。
He wants to accomplish in us all he wants to accomplish.
所以我们看见说这是恩典。
So we see this is grace.
虽然在今天
although today,
神的见证比过去神的见证更完全。
The testimony of God is more complete than the testimony before.
所以做这个见证比从前好像也更难。
So it seems to be more difficult to witness to that testimony.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
是圣灵为神为主做见证。
It is the Holy Spirit that testifies to the Lord.
我们也为主做见证。
And we testify to him also.
是圣灵在我们里面。
It's the Holy Spirit in us.
用神的恩典来带领我们进到见证的里面。
With the grace of God, he leads us into his testimony.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹听到这些的话的时候。
So I hope that brothers and sisters, when we hear these words,
我们听到耶稣基督见证的时候，
when we hear the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看见那个见证是那么的高，是那么的大，
when we see the high and greatness of the testimony,
恐怕我们觉得这是一个很重的担子，
maybe we feel that this is a great burden,
有谁能承担呢？
Who can bear this burden?
但是感谢主，保罗说，
but we thank the Lord, Paul says,
我今天成了何等的人，
and what kind of a man that I have become?
是神的恩典把我造成的。
It's the grace that made me so.
他成了何等的人乃是因为神的恩典。
He can be this kind of a man because of the grace of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要看见神呼召我们做见证人。
We have to see that God calls us to be his witnesses.
他已经为我们预备了够用的恩典。
He has already prepared for us the adequate grace.
只要我们去受这个恩典，
as long as we receive this grace,
只要我们与这个恩典合作，
that we cooperate with this grace,
我们就能答应神的呼召。
We can respond to his call.
不是我们自己在那里做，
not that we do it ourselves,
乃是他的恩典在我们里面带着我们去做，
but it is his grace that leads us to work.
这样我们才能为神做见证。
And then we can be a witness to God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样，
although so,
圣经上说蒙召的人多，选上的人少。
The Bible says many are called but few are chosen.
因为被选上，
because being chosen,
虽然是恩典，
although it is grace,
但是里头有相当的条件，
but there is considerable conditions there.
因为这一个见证是那么大，
because the testimony is so great,
所以你就看见说要做这个见证不是简单的事情。
So you see, it is not easy to testify to it.
不是凭着我们自己就能做的。
It is not that we can do it by ourselves.
所以里头有相当的条件在那里。
So there is considerable requirements there.
因为这个见证大，
because the testimony is great,
所以这个条件也是大。
The requirement is also great.
但是感谢赞美神，
but we thank and praise God,
他的恩典也是大。
His grace is also great.
所以应当在我们的里面不觉得这是一个律法。
So we should not feel that this is a law in us.
我们应当有一个恩典的感觉在我们的里面。
We should have a feeling of grace in us.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
像我们这样的人，
people like us,
软弱如水一样的人，
weak like water,
里面毫无良善的人，
and there's nothing good in me,
但是他竟然把他的见证托在我们的身上。
But he is willing to entrust his testimony to us.
因为他知道他的恩典是够我们使用的。
Because he knows that his grace is sufficient.
我们今天受了神的托付。
Today we have received his trust.
我们要为耶稣基督来做见证。
We want to be witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一件了不得的事情。
And this is a tremendous thing.
基督的时候我们看见说。
Many times we see.
我们在这里做反见证。
We are only making anti-testimony.
我们应当是为耶稣做见证。
We should give a testimony to Jesus.
但是结果我们所见证出来的都是相反的。
But our testimony sometimes is all anti-opposite.
虽然我们已经蒙恩得救了。
Although we have been saved by grace.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
因为我们不认识十字架。
Because we do not know the cross.
我们还是活在我们肉体的里面。
We still live in our own flesh.
所以结果呢。
The result,
在我们生活的上面
in our living,
我们给人看见的
what we see, show to others,
与耶稣基督相差太远了
is so far apart from Jesus Christ.
人在那里观察我们的时候
when men observe us,
他们说你们所信的神就是这样的神吗
they say, is this your God?
你们所信的耶稣是这样的一位耶稣吗
is this the Jesus that you believe in?
今天我们看见许多神的儿女在这里做反见证。
We see today that many children of God they are giving anti-testimonies.
很多的时候我们在哪里做假见证。
And many times we give false testimonies.
假见证不一定是没有事实。
And that it is not necessary that a false testimony is not based on fact.
我们说一个见证第一需要有事实。
We say that the testimony, the first condition is it has to have a fact.
但是光有事实它不能做见证。
But only there is a fact, it is not adequate to be a testimony.
虽然这个事实是事实。
Although the fact is a true fact.
但是你没有亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲身经历。
But if you have not seen or heard or experienced by yourself,
你就没有办法做见证。
You are not able to give a testimony.
如果你起来做见证，你的见证是假的。
If you give a testimony, that testimony is false.
许多的时候，弟兄姊妹。
Many times, brothers and sisters.
我们在哪里说到我们的主怎样怎样？
We speak about this or that of our Lord.
但是在我们的生命的里面，我们没有经历我们的主。
But in our own life, we have not experienced our Lord.
我们没有摸着这个属灵的实际。
We have not touched the spiritual reality.
虽然有那个客观的事实。
Although there is an objective fact.
因为这是神在基督里所成功的。
Because that has been accomplished by God in Christ.
这个是永远不变的。
And this is never changed.Never change.
但是你要起来做见证的时候
But when you rise up to give a testimony,
那必须你要摸着属灵的实际。
You have to touch the reality of spirit.
如果你没有摸着那个属灵的实际
If you have not touched the spiritual reality,
虽然你的话都是正确的
Although your word is accurate,
虽然你讲的事都是事实
Although what you said is a fact,
但是你自己没有摸着那个里面的实际
But you have not touchedthe spiritual reality yourself.
所以这个见证在神的面前它是一个假见证。
So this testimony in the eyes of God is still a false testimony.
弟兄姊妹多少的时候我们在哪里做假见证。
Your brothers and sisters, so many times that we give a false testimony.
也有许多的时候我们的见证是掺杂的。
And many times our testimony is mixed.
虽然我们因着蒙主的恩典
although because we have received his grace
我们能见证一点主的自己
we are able to testify a little bit about his
glory 在我们的里面
but in us
有许许多多是出于我们自己的
there is much that comes out from ourselves
有许许多多是出于这个世界的
there is much that comes out from this world
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
当我们在这样做见证的时候
when we give testimony in this way
我们看见这个见证是一个掺杂的不单纯的
We see that this testimony is not pure It is mixed
因着这个缘故
For this reason
叫神的见证达到极大的折扣
The testimony of God is discounted many times
这个也是我们常常所做的事情
And this is something that we do often
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
许多的时候我们在哪里做见证但是没有能力
Many times we give a testimony but without power
话是对的
The word is right
但是没有能力
But there's no power
为什么原因呢
Why?
因为我们是靠着自己来做见证。
Because we try to give a testimony by ourselves.
我们用我们的口才。
We use our eloquence.
我们用我们的头脑。
We use our brain.
我们在那里做见证。
We try to give a testimony.
但是我们不依靠圣灵的大能大力。
But we do not depend on the great power and the might of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，我到你们中间。
So Paul said, when I come to you,
没有用高言大智。
I'm not using the great word or wisdom.
也没有用智慧委婉的话语。
And not using the beautiful words with wisdom.
乃是靠着圣灵和大能的领证。
But by the Holy Spirit and that powerful proof.
叫你们所信的不在乎人，只在乎神。
So that what you believe is not according to man, but according to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天神呼召我们来为他做见证。
Today God calls us to be his witnesses.
他要我们起来做一个单纯的见证。
He wants us to come up and give a pure testimony.
他要我们起来为他做一个完全的见证。
He wants us to give a complete testimony from him.
他不要我们在那里做见证的时候有许许多多其他的东西掺杂在里头。
He doesn't want other things that to mix in testimony that we give.
意思就打岔了他的见证。
And these will interrupt in his testimony.
所以我们看见做见证人并不简单。
So we see it is not easy to be a witness.
接受见证的人在我们的身上应当有相当的这个对付。
There has to be considerable dealing in a witness.
我们已经提起过了。
We have mentioned.
在希伯来第十一章的里面。
In Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看见那一些的人都是见证人。
We have seen that all these mentioned there are witnesses.
他们如同云彩一样的围绕我们。
Like a cloud, they are surrounding us.
他们在那里鼓励我们要往前面跑。
They encourage us to run forward.
走这个见证的道路。
To walk the way of testimony.
我们过去是从这个历史的上面来看他们。
In the past, we looked at them from the point of view of history.
我们现在要从他们的身上来学习一点的功课。
Now we want to learn some lessons from them.
我们要看看说，有什么条件我们才能做真正的见证人。
We want to see what requirements are there so that we can be true witnesses.
那当然，第一个人就是亚伯。
Of course, the first one is Abel.
在亚伯的身上，我们看见第一个条件。
In Abel, we see the first condition.
这个条件是什么呢？
What is that condition?
一个人要为神做见证。
When one wants to testify to God,
他必须是要被神悦纳。
He has to be accepted by God.
我们知道我们人都是罪人。
We know we are all sinners.
在我们里面毫无良善。
In us, there's nothing good.
我们来到神的面前。
When we come to God,
我们没有一个人能凭着我们自己来到神的面前。
No one can come to God by ourselves.
如果我们要凭自己来到神面前的话。
If we come to God by ourselves,
我们立刻要被圣洁的火焰来焚烧。
And we will be consumed by this holy fire.
所以我们看见亚伯他来到神的面前。
So when Abel came to God,
他是凭着那个更美的祭物。
He came with this more excellent offering.
那个更美的祭物当然就是预表我们的主耶稣。
This more excellent sacrifice symbolizes our Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
他承认他自己有罪。
He admits that he is a sinner.
他承认他自己该死。
He admits that he should die.
他承认他凭着自己不能来到神的面前。
He admits by himself he cannot come to God.
所以他信靠神。
So he trusts God.
接受神的预备。
Receive the preparation of God.
他用一只羊羔来为他赎罪。
He used a lamb to atone for himself.
所以结果神就悦纳了他。
So God accepted him.
他虽然被杀，他仍旧说话。
Although he was killed, he still speaks.
说话就是见证。
To speak is to give a testimony.
一个人要做见证。
When one gives a testimony.
第一件事，你在神面前必须被神悦纳。
The first thing you have to be accepted by God.
我们在爱子里面被神悦纳。
We have been received by God in His beloved Son.
所以我们说，一个不信主、没有被悦纳的人，神不会呼召他做见证人。
So we see that one, if he has not been being accepted by God and believing Him, he cannot be called to be a witness.
只有一个蒙恩得救的人,
only one that has been saved by grace.
一个被神悦纳的人,
one accepted by God.
我们是在爱之里面被悦纳,
we are accepted by Him in His Son.
神就要呼召我们起来为他做见证。
Then God will call us to rise up to be His witness.
第二个人是以诺,
the second person is Enoch.
我们说以诺他是与神同行的一个人。
Enoch walked with God.
所以你在这里看见,
so here we see,
我们不但是要做一个被神悦纳的人,
so not only we have to be accepted by God,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们必须要起来与神同行,
we have to stand up and walk with God.
和许多神的儿女,
many children of God,
虽然是在基督里已经被悦纳了,
although they have been accepted by God in Christ,
但是他们没有与神同行,
but they have not been walking with God.
神走这条路, 他们走那一条路,
God walks this way, they walk the other way.
他们许多的时候要勉强神来与他们同行,
many times they would force God to walk with them,
但是他们不愿意与神同行,
but they are not willing to walk with God.
我们的主耶稣说, 我在哪里, 愿信我的人也在哪里。
Our Lord Jesus says, wherever I am, those who believe me shall be with me.
所以我们,
so we who have been saved by grace,
如果要做神主的见证人,
if we want to be His witnesses,
在我们日常的生活中,
in our daily life,
我们要学习与神同行,
we have to learn to walk with God.
那就是说, 我们要与亲近他,
and that is to say that we have to draw near to Him,
我们能听见他的声音,
that we can hear His voice,
我们才能明白他的旨意,
then we can know His will,
我们才能与他一同地走,
and then we can walk with Him.
你如果不与他同行的话,
if you do not walk with Him,
你怎么能听见他的声音?
How can you hear His voice?
你怎么能明白他的旨意?
How can you know His purpose?
但是先知告诉我们说,
but the prophet told us,
如果你不同心, 就不能同行,
if you do not have the same heart accord, you cannot work together.
所以我们要与神同行,
so if we want to walk with God, we have to have one heart with Him.
我们必须要一个, 爱慕他的心,
we have to have a heart that loves Him.
我们向着他有一个完全的心,
to Him we have a perfect heart.
我们要把我们的心奉献给他,
and we want to offer our hearts to Him.
这年你都说, 我儿要将你的心归向我,
in the proverb it says, my son, give me your heart.
你的眼目就要喜悦我的道路,
your eyes will love my way.
许多的时候因为我们的心没有归向神,
and many times because our hearts are not to Him,
所以我们的眼目不喜悦神的道路,
so our eyes do not delight in His way.
罗马书12章说,
Romans chapter 12 says,
我以神的慈悲劝你们,
I beseech you in the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭,
to offer up your bodies a living sacrifice. It is holy, it is acceptable to Him.
你们如此侍奉,
such service is intelligent service.
不要效法这个世界,
do not conform to the world. Let your mind be transformed,
叫你们查验和为神良善,
so that you can examine what is, we can prove what is the pure and acceptable and good will of God.
一个要为神做见证的人,
one who wants to give testimony to God,
他是一个奉献的人,
he is an offered person.
他是把他的身体献上当作活祭的人,
he has offered his body as a living sacrifice.
活祭就是为神而活,
a living sacrifice is to live for God.
他的心就是归向神,
his heart is God.
这样的话, 你就能查验神的旨意,
then you can prove the will of God.
你会喜悦神的旨意,
then you will like His will.
你就能与神同行了,
then you can walk with Him.
所以这个也是一个很基本的一个条件,
and this is a very fundamental requirement.
我们的弟兄, 你弟兄 说过一句话,
Brother Watchman, he said,
他说奉献是基督徒第一个属灵的经历,
he said, consecration is the first spiritual experience of a Christian.
得救不过是把你带到神里面去,
being saved only brings you into God.
但是你信了神之后第一个属灵的经历就是奉献,
but after you believe in Him, the first spiritual experience is consecration.
如果你从来没有奉献过，
if you have not offered yourself,
如果你的奉献不彻底，
if your consecration is not thorough,
你在属灵的道路上连一步也没有走，
you have not stepped one step in your spiritual way.
因为这一个乃是最基本第一步，
because this is the most fundamental, the first step.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要做见证人必须要起来与神同行。
When we want to be a witness, we have to rise up and walk with God.
第三个人我们说乃是挪亚。
The third person is Noah.
在挪亚的身上我们要看见另外一个条件。
On Noah, we can see another requirement.
那个就是启示。
That is the revelation.
我们在神的面前需要有启示。
Before God, we need revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的启示已经完成了。
We see that the revelation of God is completed.
神的启示都在这一份圣经的里面。
The revelation of God is all included in the Bible.
神已经启示给我们了。
God has revealed himself to us.
神在古时的时候，
in the past,
多次多方，
many times,
借着众先知，
through the prophets,
把他自己启示给我们的立足。
He has revealed himself to our fathers.
现在在幕后的时候，
in the end time,
他在他儿子的里面，
in his own son,
对我们说话，
he speaks to us.
所以神的启示已经完成了。
So the revelation of God is already completed.
都在这一个圣经的里面。
It is all in this book.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样，
although this is so,
我们看见说，
we see,
神所启示的，
What God has revealed to us,
他要对我们每一个人再启示。
He wants to reveal to each one of them again.
我们不能有新的启示。
We cannot have a new revelation.
好像是圣经说没有的，你得到新的启示。
As something which is outside of the Bible.
如果这样的话，就是异端。
That is heresy.
但是你圣经里头的启示，
but the revelation inside the Bible,
是在第一世纪已经完成了。
It's already accomplished in the first century.
但是在我们在二十世纪的时候，
but even in the 20th century,
这一位吹气成化的神，
this God that has breathed himself out and give words,
现在他要在我们的里面说话。
And he's going to speak again in us.
他要把过去说的话对我们个人来说。
He wants to speak to each one of us what he has said in the past.
这个就是说，
this is to say,
我们每一个弟兄姊妹，
every brother and sister,
我们需要领受启示。
We need to receive the revelation.
保罗说，我求父神给你们智慧和启示的灵。
Paul says, I ask my Father, the God,to give you the wisdom of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你们真知道神。
So that you truly know God.
我们要真正认识神。
We have to truly know God.
真正认识耶稣基督。
To truly know Jesus Christ.
凭着过去的启示是不行的。
According to the old revelation is not enough.
那我们需要过去的启示借着圣灵再启示在我们的灵里面。
We need the past revelation through Holy Spirit to be revealed in us again.
叫我们在灵里面看见了主。
So that in our spirit we see our Lord.
因为这样的启示是有变化的能力的。
Because this revelation can transform us.
许多的时候我们知道许许多多圣经的道理。
We see that many times many biblical truths.
但是虽然我们知道这些的道理，
although we know these doctrines,
但是这些的道理在我们身上像字句一样，
but these doctrines are only letters on us,
是叫我们死的。
The letters kill.
我们越懂得这些道理，
the more we know these letters,
我们越被定罪，
we are convicted more,
因为我们觉得离开这些道理太远了。
Because we know that we are so far away from these doctrines,
我们要靠着自己来遵守这些道理又守不来。
We want to obey these doctrines according to ourselves, but we can't.
因为字句是叫人死的。
Because letters kill.
但是灵是叫人活的。
But spirit gives life.
当圣灵把这些的话点活的时候，
when the Holy Spirit quickens these words,
把这些的话向我们灵打开的时候，
when it reveals these words to us,
我们说感谢神，我现在看见了。
We say, we thank God, now I see.
这 这个在我们身上却发出能力。
Then there is a power that coming from us，
叫我们真正的认识基督。
So that we can truly know Christ，
叫我们里面去变化。
So that we are transformed inside，
我们就能起来为主做见证。
Then we can stand up to give testimony to God。
我们说从前是风闻有他。
And then we said we heard of him before，
但是现在我亲眼看见了他。
But now I see him with my own eyes。
每一次当神把耶稣基督启示给我们的时候，
Every time when God revealed His own Son to us，
他叫我们扑倒在他的脚前。
We prostrate before Him。
启示是叫我们谦卑的。
Revelation makes us humble。
只有知识是叫人自高自大的。
Only knowledge puffs up。
真正我们看见了主，
When we truly see the Lord，
他叫我们扑倒在他的面前。
We have to fall before Him。
叫我们看见说，除了他的恩典，我们什么都没有。
So that we see that besides His grace, we have nothing。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters，
今天在神儿女中最需要的就是启示。
Today, what is most needed in the children of God is revelation。
我们道理懂得很多。
We know much truth。
但是呢，我们这个启示太少。
But we have little revelation。
其实我们的神是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
But it pleases our God to reveal His Son in us。
为什么我们得不到启示呢
？Why we cannot receive revelation？
因为我们的心有毛病。
Because there's a problem with our heart。
马太第五章说，
Matthew chapter 5，
清心的人有福了。
One with a pure heart is blessed。
因为他们必要看见神。
Because they shall see God。
如果你的心就是要主。
If your heart long for God，
主一定把他自己向我们启示出来。
The Lord for sure will reveal Himself to us。
我们不但需要有启示。
Not only we need revelation。
一个要做见证的人。
One who wants to give a testimony，
他领受了启示之后必须有信心。
When he received the revelation, he has to have faith。
这个就是亚伯拉罕。
And this is Abraham。
当荣耀之神向他显现的时候，
When God of glory appeared to him，
他因着信，
by faith，
他就离开了他的本城、本乡和本族。
He left his own tribe and city and place，
到神要他去的地方去。
He went to the place where God wants to lead him。
当神把他启示向我们启示的时候，
When God gives His revelation to us，
弟兄姊妹，我们需要用信心来接受。
Dear brothers and sisters， we have to receive by faith。
虽然在这个现实的方面好像都看不见。
Although it seems that in practice we don't see anything。
你知道我们人总是凭着感觉来活。
We know that we men live by our feeling。
我们总是凭着眼见来活。
We live according to our eyesight。
但是圣经告诉我们说，基督徒的生活是信心的生活。
But the Bible tells us the life of a Christian is a life by faith。
不是感觉的生活。
And not by feeling。
那看不见的比看得见的更重要。
The unseen is more important than what can be seen。
所以当我们在神面前领受启示的时候，
So when we receive the revelation before God，
我们就用信心来接受。
We receive that by faith。
我们信他是死无边有是死人复活的神。
We believe that He is the one that turns non-existence to existence and will make life out of death。
他能叫把他所启示我的在我的里面变成我的生活。
The revelation that He gives us will become my own life。
他能把我们带到那个复活的里面去。
And He is able to bring us to resurrection。
叫他的启示成为我的见证。
So that His revelation becomes my testimony。
这个是他做的。
And this is what He did。
但是需要你来相信。
But you need to believe。
因为只有你相信了你才能顺服。
But only if you believe then you can obey。
这个是亚伯拉罕的生活。
And this is the life of Abraham。
那么最后我们看了摩西。
And finally we see Moses。
在摩西的身上我们看见又有一个条件。
On Moses we see another requirement。
那个就是说你既然看见了，
The requirement says, now that you have seen，
你也相信了，
you have believed，
现在你为着你所看见的，
now, for what you have seen，
为着你所领受的，
for what you have received，
你要出代价，
you have to pay the price，
你要有一个拣选，
you have to have a choice，
你要拣选为基督受的人落，
you choose to suffer for Christ.
你不拣选埃及的财富。
You do not. You have to choose not the treasure of Egypt.
这一个就是代价。
And this is the price.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们的弟兄一再的说
，our brother kept saying，
要做见证人是要做代价。
To be a witness, we have to pay the price.
我们必须要舍弃一切才能跟从主耶稣。
We have to forsake all in order to follow Jesus.
主耶稣说，人如果不舍己
，Lord Jesus says, if one does not deny himself.
背起他的十字架来跟从我
and carry his cross to follow me.
他不配做我的门徒
He is not worthy to be my disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天要看见说一个真正要做见证的人
We see today that one who truly wants to be a witness,
他必须要出代价
He has to pay the price.
最大的代价
The greatest price.
并不是身外之物
It is not the things outside.
最大的代价是我们这个自己。
The greatest price is ourself.
我们什么都可以为主放下。
We can forsake all.
但是就是这个自己不肯舍弃。
But we are not willing to deny ourselves.
如果我们不舍弃我们的自己。
But if we do not forsake ourselves.
那一些舍弃的都算不得什么。
All that has been forsaken count nothing.
实在说来。
Truly speaking,
一个真正看见主的人
the one who has truly seen the Lord,
他说我一无牺牲
he says, I have sacrificed nothing.
一切都是他的恩典
all of his grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
这样的人才能做神的见证
such men can be the witness for God.
不但在旧约的时候是这样
Not only this is so in the Old Testament
我们在新约的时候也看见同样的榜样
In the New Testament time we see the same example
你看见那些的门徒
You see those disciples
第一我们的主呼召他们
The first our Lord call them
劳苦担重担的人
Those who want to toil Those who toil and bear the heavy burden
可以到我这里了
They can come to me
我要给你们安息
And I will give you rest
所以你看见有一半的人他们就来到主那里
So you see a group of people they came to the Lord
使徒约翰说看那神的羔羊
John the Baptist said Behold the Lamb of God
约翰和安德烈就跟着主耶稣去了
John and Andrew they followed Jesus
彼得被带到主的面前
Peter was brought before the Lord
他就认识了主
And he knows God.
我们看见第一我们必须要相信主
We see that first we have to believe him
然后呢
Then
我们看见主在底比利亚的海边行走
Then when our Lord was walking on Tiberias
他在那里看见彼得和他的兄弟安德烈
He saw that Peter and his brother Andrew
他说来跟从我
He said come follow me
他看见西庇太两个儿子在那里捕网
You see the two sons over there and knitting their net.
主说来跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
他看见马太在海关上受税。
He saw Matthew walking in sitting in the custom gate.
他说来跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
他们就撇下一切来跟从主耶稣。
They forsook all and followed him.
所以我们看见他们这般信主的人。
We see those who believed in him.
他们就与主同行。
They walked with the Lord.
他们三年多之久。
For three years.
与主在一起。
They were together with the Lord.
他们在那里学习。
They were learning.
学习我们的主。
They were learning our Lord.
虽然许多的时候学得不像。
Although many times they did not learn well.
但是我们的主对他非常的忍耐。
But our Lord is very patient with them.
他一直在那里带领他们。
He was leading them.
他也教训他们。
He taught them.
但是那个时候他们的启示不够。
But at that time they did not have enough revelation.
虽然主对他们讲许多的话。
Although the Lord instructed them many.
他们听但是听不见。
They listened, but they did not hear.
看，但是没有看见。
They looked, but they did not see.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们要想一想。
We have to think.
在那三年多之久啊。
For more than three years.
我们的主与这十二个门徒在一起。
Our Lord was with these 12 disciples.
对于我们的主来说，这个十字架实在是重了。
To our Lord, this is a very heavy cross.
你看这十二个人。
You see these 12 people.
一天到晚在那里争你打我打。
Every day they were arguing.
到哪里去啊
Peter said, Where are you going, the Lord?
杜马怎么说
What did Thomas say?
我们不知道你到哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
We do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
菲利怎么说？
What did Philip said?
你把父向我们显现一下，我们就满足了。
Just show us the Father so that we can be satisfied.
犹大不是讲卖耶稣的犹大。
This Judah, which is not the one Jude.
另外一个使徒。
Another disciple.
他说主，为什么向我们显现，不向世界上人显现呢？
Why do you only reveal yourself to us, but not to the world?
他们大家都说了。
They all said.
他方才说我要去，不多时还要回来，这什么意思啊？
And he just said that he wants to go, and in a little while he would come back. What does that mean?
到了最后一天晚上，他们还是不明白。
In the last night, they still did not understand.
他们没有启示。
Because they did not have revelation.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
当我们主复活之后。
After the resurrection of our Lord.
我们记得主就开启他们的心窍。
We remember that God opened their heart.
把从无始无经先知的书和诗篇的话制作他的都给他们解明。
He explains to them all these words in the Pentateuch, the Psalm, and the prophets regarding him.
主说当圣灵来到的时候。
The Lord says, when the Holy Spirit comes,
他要把一切的事、关乎的事指示你们。
He shall instruct you all these things.
有许多的话我现在不能对你们说。
Many words I cannot speak to you now.
因为你们听不进去。
Because you cannot hear.
但是当真理的圣灵来了。
But when the Spirit of truth comes,
他要引你们进入一切的真理。
He shall lead you into all truth.
他要荣耀我。
He shall glorify me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见主复活升天，圣灵降临之后。
We see when the Holy Spirit comes after the ascendance of the Lord.
这些的门徒，他们有启示。
All these disciples, they receive the revelation.
他们也有信心。
They have the faith.
当彼得是一个人站起来说话的时候。
When Peter stood up with the 12,
他们的见证是何等的有能力。
Their testimony was powerful.
他们见证主的复活。
They testified to the resurrection of the Lord.
因为他们看见复活的主。
Because they had seen this resurrected Lord.
他们为着这个见证吃许多的苦。
For the testimony, they suffered much.
但是他们欢喜快乐。
But they were joy inside.
他们认为说，他们蒙恩配。为主主的名受逼迫。
They count themselves as worthy to be persecuted for the Lord.
你看这个感觉完全不同。
You see, this is a completely different feeling.
这样的人就是主的见证人。
Such man is the witness for the Lord.
这个是我们在旧约和新约里头所看见的榜样。
This is the examples that we see in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
如果我们回到神的话语的里面去。
If we go back to the Word of God.
我们看见也是同样的情形。
We see the same thing.
我在这里只提一点点。
I just want to mention a few.
第一。
The first.
我们要为主做见证，我们必须要与主同行。
First, in order to testify for the Lord, we have to walk with the Lord.
因为在约翰福音告诉我们说，
because the Gospel of John tells us,
在约翰第十五章，
John chapter 15,
他说圣灵要为我做见证。
He said the Holy Spirit is going to testify to me.
你们也要为我做见证。
And you shall be my witness too.
因为你们是常与我同在的。
Because you have always been with me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然今天我们不能与主像当时的门徒在地上同行，
although we cannot be walking with the Lord as the disciples did at that time on the earth.
因为我们的主已经升天了。
Because our Lord has been ascended.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
今天我们与主的同行比当时的同行还要好。
Today we can have a better walk with our Lord than that time.
那个时候他们不过与主一同个别在那里走。
And at that time, they can only walk physically with the Lord individually.
他是在旁边的 side by side. 他们在哪里走？
And they are walking side by side.
但是现在呢？
But now,
现在主已经住在我们里面了。
Now the Lord dwells in us.
我们也在他的里面。
And we are in him too.
所以主在约翰15章 章说,
so the Lord says in John
15, 你们要常常住在我的里面,
you have to abide in me,
我就常常住在你们里面,
and I will abide in you,
这样你们就能多结果子, 叫我的父得着荣耀,
and you can bear much fruit to glorify my Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里一再地在那里说,
here we say it again and again,
我们要为主做见证,
we want to testify to God,
我们必须要常住在主的里面。
We have to abide continually in the Lord.
不错，我们是在主的里面。
Oh, yes, we are in the Lord.
神把我们放在基督的里面。
God put us in Christ.
但是既然神给我们有这样的地位。
But now that God has given us that position.
我们在经历的上面，我们要常常住在主的里面。
In our own experience, we have to dwell continually in the Lord.
我们要常常与主有交通。
We have to have continuous communion with the Lord.
人怎么能常住在主里面呢?
How can one continually abide in the Lord?
有人说你要常常读圣经，就常常住在主里面了。
Some says that if you read Bible, often then you live in Christ.
有人说你常常祷告，就住在主里面了。
Some says you often pray and you live in Christ.
你常常聚会，就住在主里面了。
Some say you come to the meetings, you live in Christ.
这些都是很好的方法。
Oh, these are good means.
也是应当做的事。
Or what we should do.
但是真正要常住在主里面。
But in order to truly abide in the Lord.
在约翰一书第一章第二十七节。
In the first John, chapter 1, verse 27.
在那里就把这个秘诀告诉了我们。
That secret was given to us.
约翰一书第一第二章。
First John, chapter 2.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。
The anointment which you have received from him abides in you, and you have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same anointment teaches you as to all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has.Taught you, you shall abide in him.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见。
Dear brothers and sisters, here you see.
神把恩膏放在我们里面。
God has put the anointment in us.
我们知道这个 anointing, 这个恩膏就是圣灵。
The anointing is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
他常住在我们里面。
He abides in us.
他是 permanent residence.
He is a permanent residence.
永久居留。
Permanent residence.
他常住在我们里面。
He permanently dwells in us.
主说他要与你们同在。
And the Lord says he will be with you.
他永远不离开你们。
He will never leave you.
你可以叫他担忧。
You can grieve him.
你可以消灭他的感动。
You can quench his movement.
但是你不能把他赶出去。
But you cannot chase him out.
他是常住在你里面。
He abides in you.
他常住在你里面做什么呢?
What does he do when he abides in you?
他就是要教训你怎样常住在主里面。
He will teach you how to abide continually in the Lord.
恩膏在里面一直教训我们。
The anointing keeps teaching us.
在我们里面。
All in us.
有的时候有微小的声音。
Sometimes there's a tiny voice.
有的时候里面就是一个光，好像发了。
Sometimes there seems to be a light.
有的时候，就是好像就开车的刹车一样，它在那里勒住一下。
Sometimes it's a brake breaking us.
有的时候它在里面催促一下。
Sometimes it's an urging.
它在里头教训我们。
Sometimes it teaches us.
我们要按照恩膏的教训。
We have to, according to the anointing,
如果我们顺从恩膏的教训,
if we obey the teaching of the anointing,
我们就常常住在主的里面,
then we abide continuously in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个要为主做见证的人, 他必须有个 abiding life, 他是常常住在主里面。
A witness has to have an abiding life. He continuously abides in the Lord.
第二件事,
the second,
那就是启示。
Revelation.
我们已经说过一遍了。
We have mentioned a few.
我们看见在使徒行传的里面。
We see that in the Acts.
保罗的见证。
the testimony of Paul.
在使徒行传记载了三次。
He mentioned three times.
凭着两三个人口做见证，句句就定规了。
And every matter is established according to the mouth of two or three.
他的见证是什么呢？
What is his testimony?
他说，亚西伯王啊。
He said,King Agrippa,
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在神那里是启示。
In God, that is the revelation.
他启示给我们。
He reveals to us.
在我们里面所看见的是意象。
In us, inside what we see is the vision.
意象不是指说你眼睛有点柔软看见的东西。
The vision is not what you see with your naked eye.
是在你灵里面你看见了。
The vision is what you see in your spirit.
保罗在大马士的路上。
On the way to Damascus.
他看见了个天上来的意象。
Paul saw the heavenly vision.
他看见我们的主乃是升天复活的主。
Paul saw our Lord is the risen Lord.
他是万有的主。
He was the Lord of all.
他是高高在天。
And he is high up there.
没有什么能抵抗他的。
Nothing can resist him.
没有什么能违反他的旨意的。
Nothing can violate his will.
他看见这个荣耀的头。
He sees his glory of heaven.
在地上有一个宇宙的身体。
He see that on the ground there is the universal body.
所有信他的人。
All who believe in him.
都是他身上的肢体。
Are members of his body.
那个联合是那样的一。
That union is that much one.
你如果摸哪一个肢体，就摸了这个头。
If you touch any member, you're touching the head.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
你在哪里逼迫我的门徒，就是逼迫我。
When you persecute my disciple, you are persecuting me.
因为主和他的教会是合一的。
Because the Lord is one with his church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
从他看见那天上的异象之后。
Since he's seen that vision.
他说从那个时候开始，
He said, from that time on,
我没有违背那天上来的意象。
I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神给我们启示。
Lord, God gives us revelation.
我们看见意象。
When we see the vision,
不是光叫我们欣赏欣赏。
It is not for us to be admired.
神启示我们。
God reveals to us.
我们里面看见。
When we see it inside.
乃是要我们来遵行。
So that we will obey.
我们要把这个意象行出来。
We have to walk this vision out.
当然是圣灵住的恩典在我们里面。
Of course, this is the anointing of God inside.
但是我们要降服在主里面。
But we have to surrender.
这个意象就控制了保罗的一生。
And this vision dominates the whole life of Paul.
他的生活，他的工作。
His living, his work.
都是这个意象在那里控制他。
All are dominated by this vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们有没有天上的意象？
Today do we have this heavenly vision?
我们有没有违背天上来的意象？
Have we been disobedient to this heavenly vision?
最后
Lastly,
当然我们在启示录十二章看见
In the Revelation chapter 12,
弟兄胜过那控告者
The brothers overcome that accuser
是因羔羊的血
By the blood of the Lamb
和自己所见证的话
And the testimony of his word
他们虽然至于死也不爱惜性命
They do not love their life until death
我已经说过了
I have said,
这一般的人并不是比其他的人好。
These people are not better than others.
并不是他们完全。
They are not perfect.
他们也有软弱。
They are weak.
也有失败。
They have failure.
但是他们相信羔羊的宝血。
But they believe in the blood of the Lamb.
他们看见宝血的功效。
They see the power of the blood.
他们常常天天被宝血洁净。
And every day they were cleansed by the blood.
他们没有过夜的这个罪恶。
They do not have this sin overnight.
没有过夜的内心的失败。
And they do not have the failure overnight.
他们一失败就 就回到宝血的里面去。
When they fail, they go immediately back to the blood.
所以他们一直是洁净的。
So they are clean continually.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他们有见证。
They have the testimony.
他们能见证说话。
They can testimony and give words.
到他们的话出来的时候
，When their word comes out,
背后有属灵的实际。
There is spiritual reality behind that.
他们说耶稣是主。
They said Jesus is Lord.
耶稣实在是他们的主。
Jesus indeed is their Lord.
所以他们的话是有能力的。
So their word is powerful.
你知道在使徒行传有一件很有趣的事情。
You see, there is an interesting story in the book of Acts.
在以弗所有一些的人。
And some in Ephesus.
他们是赶鬼的。
And they were ghostbusters.
他们是犹太教的人。
And they were the Jews.
这个犹太的这个教里面，祭司长的七个儿子。
And they were seven sons of a priest of the Jews.
他们也是在那里用咒啊咒语啊来赶鬼的。
And they used the curses to try to chase out demons.
他们看见保罗奉主的名在那里赶鬼。
They saw that Paul was chasing the demon by the name of the Lord.
这非常灵的。
And it was very effective.
所以他们觉得说，哎，这个符咒啊，很好。
So they feel that this is a good way.
所以他们也在那里。他说，我奉保罗所传的这位耶稣的名，叫你出去。
So they swear the same way. They said, by the name of the Jesus that Paul proclaimed, that the ghost you go out.
这个鬼怎么说呢？
What did the ghost say?
他说，保罗我认识。
The demon says, "The Paul I know,
主耶稣我也认识。
The Lord Jesus I know,
你是谁呀？
Who are you?"
这鬼就跳在他身上。
The demon jumps on them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要有见证的话。
We have, if we want to have the word of testimony,
里面一定有实际在哪里。
We have to have the reality.
没有实际，没有效力。
No reality, no effect.
所以这一般的人，主在他们身上实在是主。
So on this group of people, the Lord is the true Lord in them.
所以当他们说话的时候
，So when they speak,
就胜过了仇敌。
They overcome the enemies.
并且他们有一个态度
，And they have an attitude.
他们虽然至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They do not love their life until death.
因为他们宝贵主的见证过于他们的性命。
Because they treasure the testimony of God more than their own life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
在这么后的时候
In this last day,
仇敌用生命来威胁我
The enemy is threatening with life.
用生命来叫我们妥协
And they want us to compromise by threatening our life.
叫用这个生命来叫我们倒下去
With the life, the enemy force us to fall.
但是这一般的人
But these people,
他们爱主的见证过于他们自己的生命。
They love the testimony of God more than their own life.
实在说来
Actually,
见证这个字
The word testimony.
有这原因在希腊文里是 martyr.
In the Greek, it says martyr.
这个 martyr 就是今天英文里头的 martyr.
The martyr is the same martyr in English today.
意思就是说他们见证到一个地步把他们的生命都放进去了。
It says that they give testimony to an extent that they give their own life.
所以见证人都是殉道者。
So all the witnesses are martyrs.
不一定用死来殉道。
They may not martyr by death.
但是你每天的生活在哪里殉道
？But your life is a martyr's life.
但是你是一个殉道者。
But you are a martyr.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果今天我们没有那个殉道者的灵
，If we do not have a spirit of the martyr,
我们就不能做主的见证。
We cannot be his witness.
所以感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
在这里给我们看见说神呼召我们。
Here we see God calls us.
我们蒙神的恩典。
And we receive his grace.
叫我们能答应这个呼召。
So that we can answer his call.
不错，我们想到自己的时候战惊恐惧。
Yes, when we think about ourselves, we tremble.
我们觉得说我们不配。
We feel we are not worthy.
我们也不能。
We can't.
但是感谢他的
主。And we thank the Lord.
因为他配。
But he is worthy.
他也能。
He can.
我们神所要求我们的。
What God requires of us.
不过是一颗的心。
Just a heart.
愿意。
Willing.
放在他的手里头。
Be put in his hands.
他的恩典能完成这个工作。
His grace can accomplish his work.
最后。
Lastly.
我有一 弟兄姊妹交通一点我们的见证。
I would like to fellowship with you our testimony.
你知道保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书这样的说。
You know that Paul says in the second Thessalonians.
我们的见证你们也相信了。
Our testimony you have believed.
我们的见证。
Our testimony.
这个当然，帖撒罗尼迦前书写书的人三个。
And there were three authors of the first Thessalonians.
保罗、
Paul,
希拉、
Silas、
提摩太、
Timothy.
所以保罗说我们的见证。
So Paul says our testimony.
是不是就是保罗、希拉和提摩太的见证呢？
Is that just the testimony of Paul, Silas, and Timothy?
我们知道这个事。
We know that that is true.
因为他们三个人是同心合意为主做见证。
Because they in one accord gave the testimony for the Lord.
但是我们知道保罗说我们的见证的时候。
But when Paul says our testimony.
他不是光只做他们这三个人。
He's not only referring to the three.
他是只做众使徒们的见证。
He refers to the testimony of all the apostles.
他也是只做教会的见证。
He refers to the testimony of the church.
所以我们的见证就是教会的见证。
So our testimony there is the testimony of the church.
神的见证。
The testimony of God.
就是耶稣基督的见证。
It's the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
就是我们的见证。
It's our testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道不知道有我们有一个见证呢？
Do we know that we have a testimony?
耶稣的基督的见证今天成了我们的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ today is our testimony.
耶稣基督的见证不光是客观的事实。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is not only an objective fact.
也成了一个主观的经历。
It is an subjective experience.
因着启示和相信的缘故。
And through revelation and faith.
这一个事实叫我们悟到了那个时机。
This fact leads us to touch the reality.
所以那一个事实在我们里面起了变化。
So the fact is changing us within.
叫这个见证成了我们的见证。
So that the testimony becomes our testimony.
这个我们的见证是什么呢？
What is our testimony?
我们的见证并不是见证我们自己啊。
Our testimony does not testify to ourselves.
保罗在哥林多后书这样的说。
Paul says in the second Corinthians.
我们不是传自己。
We are not preaching ourselves.
我们是传耶稣基督是主。
We are preaching that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord.
不错。
Yes.
我们要把自己建于个人的良心。
And we have to recommend ourselves to the conscience of many.
当我们在那里传福音的时候。
But when we preach his gospel.
我们要把我们自己建于个人的良心。
And we have to recommend ourselves to the conscience of many.
因为人在那里听我们福音的时候。
Because when they listen to the gospel.
人就在那里测量我们。
And they are measuring us.
如果我们在他们良心里都通不过。
If we cannot pass their conscience.
他们就不肯接受我们的福音。
They will not accept our gospel.
我们是为耶稣基督做见证的。
And we are testifying to Jesus Christ.
但是人在是哪里看我们的？
But men are looking at us.
如果在人的良心里对我们有问题，
If they have questioned to us in their conscience,
我们的见证在他们身上就不发生作用。
Our testimony is not effective on them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样。
Although this is the case,
但是我们并不是见证我们自己。
But we are not testifying to ourselves.
我们并不是告诉人说，你看我是怎样的一个人。
We are not telling people what a person I am.
我的知识有多么的高。
And how much big knowledge I have.
我的认识是多么的深。
That my knowledge is so deep.
我是多么的属灵。
And I am so spiritual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你在那里见证的时候，人所看见的是你。
If what you, when you are giving witness, when people only see you.
而不是你所见证的主。
But not the Lord you are trying to testify to.
你就做了一个反见证。
And you become an end testimony.
我们所传的是耶稣基督是主。
We are proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
人虽然在那里听我们。
When people listen to us,
在那里看我们。
They are watching us.
在那里记住我们。
And they are touching us.
他们在那里在那打量我们。
And they are measuring us.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他们里面所得到的影响是主，不是我。
But the impression they got inside,
他们
把 the Lord, not us.
他们把我们忘记了。
They have forgot us.
但 他们记得我们的主。
But they remember our Lord.
这一个是见证。
That is the testimony.
这一个是我们的见证。
That is our testimony.
我们的见证不是把人吸到我们身上来。
Our testimony is not to draw people to us.
我们是把人指到基督那里去。
We point people to Christ.
哦，他必兴盛，我必衰微。
He shall increase.I shall decrease.
这一个是真正的见证。
This is a true witness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里做见证，
When we give testimony,
也不是见证教会，
Not to testify to the church.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会是个见证的器皿。
Because the church is a vessel for testimony.
教会是个金灯台。
The church is a golden lampstand.
你不要把这个金灯台装弄得那么美丽。
You do not adorn the golden lampstand.A lampstand.
叫人只看见这个灯台。
So that people only see the stand.
而不看见那个光。
And they forget seeing the light.
灯台唯一的用处就是把光高举起来。
The only purpose of the lampstand is to raise up the light.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sister.
我们也不是见证教会。
We are not testifying for the church.
教会本身并不是一个见证。
The church itself is not a testimony.
教会是见证主耶稣。
The church gives testimony to Lord Jesus.
当人来到你们中间的时候，
When men come among you,
他们看见神站在这里，
They see God is here.
他们就扑倒敬拜神。
They fall to the ground and worship God.
这个是见证。
This is the testimony.
不是说看见你们人那么多，
Not that I see there are so many people here.
你们那么的兴奋，
And you are so zeal.
你们有那么多的工作，
You have so much work.
甚至有许多的爱心，
And you even have so much love.
许多的劳苦，
And so much toil.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
Oh, brothers and sisters.
如果我们离弃了起初的爱，
If we have left the original, the first love,
我们堕落了，
We have fallen.
因为这个不是我们的见证。
Because this is not our testimony.
我们的见证就是主在这里。
Our testimony is the Lord is here.
我们的见证就是说主在这里做我们的主。
Our testimony is Lord is here and He is our Lord.
你们无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Wherever you are, when you have two or three meetings.In my name,
我就在他们中间。
I shall be among them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果主不在中间的话，
If the Lord is not there,
这一个是虚空的虚空。
And this is just the vanity of vanity.
如果神的儿女聚集，
When God's children gather together,
而不是尊主为主的话，
If they do notHonor the Lord as supreme.
不让主掌权的话，
And do not let him have the dominion.
是人在那里掌权，
But man has the dominion.
是人在那里出主意，
But man gives ideas.
是人在那里活动，
But man gives the activity.
甚至也是掺杂的，
And even it is mixed.
这个就失去了见证，
And this you have lost the testimony.
人来到我们中间，
When man comes among us,
他们应当看见主，
They shall see the Lord.They shall meet the Lord.
叫他们扑倒来敬拜主。
So that they can fall to worship Him.
这个是我们的见证。
And this is our testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天也不是见证某一段的真理。
We are not today testifying a particular a section of the truth.
虽然是真理，
Although that is the truth,
也是正确的。
It is also accurate.
甚至于我们也有经验，
Even though we have experience of
that, 但是我们不是见证一贯的真理，
But we are not testifying to that truth.
我们是见证所有真理背后的那个实际。
We are testifying to the reality that is behind all these truths.
主耶稣说我就是真理。
Lord Jesus said, I am the truth.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
在圣经里头真理是单数的。
In the Bible, the word truth is singular.
不是 truth.是 truth.
It's not many truths. It is truth.
我们今天说有许许多多的真理。
And today we say there are many, many truths.
但是圣经说只有一个真理。
But the Bible says there's only one truth.
圣灵要领你们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit is going to bring you into whole truth.
All the truth.
All the truth.
这个 truth 是单数的。
This truth is singular.
文化讲来讲不通。
And it's not easy to explain it in the grammar.
但是在实际上是如此。
But in reality, that is so.
因为真理就是主。
Because is the Lord.
真理是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth.
真理就是实际。
The truth is reality.
并不是道理。
It is not a doctrine.
今天道理很多。
There are many doctrines.
头头是道。
And every kind of doctrine.
但是这些的道理。
But these doctrines can only expand our head.
不能叫我们生命改变。
Cannot transform our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
真理是能叫我们改变。
The truth changes us.
主耶稣说你们要认识真理。
Lord,
真理叫你们得出自由。
The Lord Jesus says you shall know the truth. And truth should set you free.
你们要认识神的儿子。神的儿子叫你们得出自由。
If you have to know the Son of God. The Son of God set you free.
所以我们在这里看见说
So here we see
我们的见证不是见证某一段的真理
Our testimony is not testified to a particular section of the truth
我们也不是见证圣洁
We are not testifying to holiness
虽然我们相信圣洁
Although we believe holiness
我们也不是见证灵恩
We are not testifying to charismatic
spiritual gift
虽然
我们也相信灵恩
Although we believe in spiritual giftGifts.
我们也不是见证受浸。
We are not giving testimony to baptism.
虽然我们也受浸。
Although we are baptized.
我们也不是见证教会。
We are not testifying to the church.
虽然我们相信教会。
Although we believe in the church.
我们是见证主耶稣基督。
We testify to Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
道理是叫人分散的。
The doctrines divide people.
真理叫我们。
Truth unite us.
因为真理是我们的主。
Because the truth is our Lord.
所以什么是我们的见证呢?
So what is our testimony?
我们的见证就是耶稣基督。
Our testimony is Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
在这么后的时候。
In this last age.
神还在那里呼召一番见证的人。
God is still calling his witnesses.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
因为在我们这么后的时候。
Because in this end time.
一面说来是最艰难的时候。
On the one hand, it is most difficult.
但是一面说来是最蒙恩的时候。
But on the other hand, this is the most grace.
因为我们接受了历史历代圣徒们所经历的那个见证。
Because we have accepted, received the testimony that the witnesses through the ages have experienced.
我们这些都是我们的产业。
All these are our inheritance.
所以今天耶稣基督的见证在我们身上是丰富的。
So today, the testimony of Jesus Christ is rich in us.
比19世纪更丰富。
It's more richer than the 19th century.
比18世纪更丰富。
More richer than 18th century.
我们今天是接受了所有的丰富。
Today we have inherited the whole fullness.
我们对耶稣基督的见证的这个启示是比从前更清楚的。
The revelation to us regarding the testimony of Jesus is more abundant than before.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
我们的责任也更大。
Our responsibility is greater.
究竟我们有没有好好地为主做见证。
After all, have we been good witnesses for God?
我们的见证是不是掺杂的。
And is our testimony mixed?
我们的见证是不是软弱的
Is our testimony weak?
我们的见证是不是不完全的
Is our testimony incomplete?
保罗说我们有违背那从天上来的意象
Paul says, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们是不是遵守意象中的一点但是违背了另外的一点
Have we been obedient to one part of the revelation but have violated the other?
是不是我们遵守了基督耶稣
Have we been obedient to the testimony of Jesus Christ?
凡是遵守这个见证的人有福了。
All who have been obedient to this testimony is blessed.
因为我们知道，我们在地上见证的日子并不太多。
Because we know the days for us to be his witness on the earth is few.
我们感谢他们。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们的主快要回来。
Our Lord is coming.
巴不得当他回来的时候。
We hope when he comes.
他说你是一个好的见证。
He says that you are my good witness.
你实在为我做了见证。
You have truly testified to me.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，你是怎样为着你的儿子做见证？你差遣你的圣灵来住在我们里面，也是为着你的儿子做见证。
阿门。
主啊，今天你把你的见证托付给你的教会，托付给我们，我们的主，我们仰望你，我们仰望你的恩典来扶持我们，叫我们在这一个地上，在我们的日子能为你做美好的见证。主啊，好叫你被高举，得着荣耀，因为你是配，但愿你的见证充满全地，
阿门。
好像水充满阳台一样，奉主耶稣的名，
阿门。
因为这是我最后一次在这里的讲话。